أعوذ بالله لوت أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. Okay, now I will tell you the meaning of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever there is command for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is command for every Muslim. Okay, whoever will read. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding, قل means say, أعوذ, I seek refuge with the Lord. Okay, Rabb is Lord. The Lord of the mankind. The King of the mankind and the God of the mankind. Okay? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning all of this for the refuge? From what we have to seek refuge, and you say the Lord of the mankind, the God of the mankind, okay, and the King of the mankind. This means that, you know, you are seeking a lot of refuge, you know, very, you know, from what? From the devil. Okay? من شر الوسواس الخناس. Okay? من شر, شر is the evil, الوسواس is the whisperer. Okay, the whisperer is the devil. Okay, when it whispers in your, okay, in your ears. Okay, so it is the command, whoever is seeking protection, to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. What is the meaning of who withdraws? It is the devil that is assigned to man. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that we have to know that there is a devil companion assigned to every human being, and he runs in him like the running of the blood. Okay, as you have blood, you have the devil with you. Okay, and he whispers in the hearts of men so that they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the test of the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being having good inside him and having devil inside him. The good is always pushing you. You know, this is the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always pushing you to the right path. And the devil is always telling you, don't obey, don't obey. So we are living our life between these two powers. Okay? So if you choose, okay, and struggle to follow the right path and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be guided in this life, and Allah will help you with more guidance, and you will be inshallah in the paradise. But if you leave the devil to take you know, all the power inside you, so he will direct you to the corruption, and then Allah will send you more astray. This is the issue, and then you know what will be the destination. So we have to know, this is the reality, which everyone has to know it, that there is a devil inside every one of us, whispering day and night, don't obey, don't obey, don't come, don't pray, don't give zakah, don't say good words, don't cooperate, okay? Don't obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, since this devil is running with us, inside us like the blood, this means that moving with us in every place, okay, how can I protect myself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the mankind, King of the mankind, God of the mankind, from this whisperer, okay, that whispers in the hearts of the people, min al jinnah wan nas. What is the meaning of from the jinn and the people? It means that man, one, to clarify to you this, a man comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, O Messenger of Allah, sometimes I say things that I myself would rather fall from the sky than saying it. Very bad things. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is the most great, Allah is the most great, all praise to Allah who sent this devil blood back and as only a whisper. This is the devil. Okay, the devil is coming. There are devils from the jinn and there are devils from the human beings. Okay, and sometimes the devil of the human being is more stronger than... is more stronger. So sometimes the devil of the human beings is more stronger than the devil. Sometimes the devil of the human beings more stronger than the devil of the jinn. Okay, so whenever you feel that there are some people whom they are always telling you don't obey, don't do, don't. You tell to yourself, I have to be away from these people. Okay, because Allah mentioned in the Surah An-Nas that I have to take refuge with Allah from the devil of the mankind. Who are the devils of the mankind? Those whom they always commanded or give their points of view not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, it is not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, they will not say to you, don't be Muslim or anything. No, but when you say that, you know, I want to go to the masjid, let us go to another place. Okay, I want to read Quran, let us check the television. Okay, I want to give charity or something, not now, later on. I want to pray more, not now. You know, this kind of issue, which you always observe it in this life. Okay, so this is the Surah An-Nas. And now there is a reality also, hadith related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily, there is not any of the children of Adam except that he has a companion, a devil has been assigned to him. So they said, what about you, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, yes, however, Allah has helped me against him and he has accepted Islam. This is the devil of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, he only commands me to do good. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, verily, the devil runs in the son of Adam like the running of the blood, and verily, I feared that he might cast something into your heart, which is the evil in your heart. Okay? So, when we say al-waswas al-khannas, the meaning of al-waswas al-khannas is the devil who blows in the heart of the son of Adam, and it will disappear when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will withdraw. The only way to get rid of the devil is to by remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when you feel that you know you are not in a good mood, you want to fight, you want, you know, not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do wudu. Okay, wudu, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because when you say in the name of Allah, the shaitan will decrease inside until it will be like a fly. So when you Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so when you feel that the devil is around, you just remember Allah, saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-Rajim, I seek refuge with Allah from the devil. Or you read Quran, or you do wudu, or you pray two rak'ahs, try to remember Allah. When the remembrance of Allah is there, the devil will withdraw. Okay, this is Surah An-Nas. Also, we learn now Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. Before you sleep, okay, you make your hands like this, okay, and you blow, and you read Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas and Ayat Al-Kursi, and then you, yes, your body from the front and your body from the back three times. Okay, now we will learn together Surah An-Nas, one word by one word, inshallah. So we'll start. I think there are some words you already learned from the previous classes. Okay, for example, now you know say, okay, we will read it together. Okay, so we'll say, so that sister, whatever word you will say, okay, count the letters and multiply by 10, so that's the reward which you will get it. Okay, so we'll start. Because of the recorder, I have to be closer so that your voice will be here. Qul say. Qul say. Qul say. Qul say.
Qul say. Qul say.
Qul say.
Qul say.
I think all of you know Qul say. Okay? A'udhu. You know A'udhu?
Audu,
I seek refuge. Audu, I seek refuge. Audu, I seek refuge. Audu, I seek refuge. Audu, I seek refuge.
Bih, the letter B means with. Bear with. Bear with. Bear with. You can write it in your paper. Bear with. If you want to write it.
It is here. I have it. I will handle it.
So, bear with. Bear with. Bear with. Bear with. Bear with. Okay. Rob, Lord. Lord. Rob, 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 Lord. Okay, now I want you to look here, sister. You will find this is a nest, one. This is a nest, two. This is a nest, three. Okay? This is a nest, four. This is a nest, five. You see how it is symbol. The Quran, the words are repeated. So, and the surah is Surah An-Nas, 60 times. So if you learn that the word An-Nas is mankind, this means that in this surah only you learn 6 words of the Quran. You see? So An-Nas, mankind.
An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind.
I want you to hold it because I want you absolutely.
An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind. An-Nas, mankind.
A'udhu
bi Rabbin Nas. I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, I seek refuge
with the Lord of mankind. Malik king.
Malik king.
He says, I seek refuge with mankind.
No, no, with the Lord. Because Lord, I teach it before. When I teach you something, I don't repeat it.
Okay, but I'm saying that you didn't have...
No, no, because... Hey, I will close this. I will show you.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, this is vocabulary. Okay, so now we have Malik King.
Malik King. Malik King. Malik King. Malik King. Malik King. Okay, Malik King. Malik King. Malik King. Malik King.
Okay, so now we know Malik King. An-Nas, mankind. Mankind. So Malik An-Nas, the king of the mankind. Malik An-Nas, the king of mankind.
Malik An-Nas, the king of mankind. Malik An-Nas, the king of mankind. Malik An-Nas, the king of mankind.
Ilah God. So, Ilahinas, the God of mankind.
Ilahinas, the God of mankind. Ilahinas, the God of mankind. Ilahinas, the God of mankind.
So now we will say, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbinas, Malikinas, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the mankind. The king of the mankind, the God of the mankind. You see, this is how you build the belief, when you understand it and feel it. Allah is the Lord, Allah is the king, Allah is the God. Okay? So now we will say up to here in Arabic, then the same. Okay?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Malik in nas, Ilahi in nas, say I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind. A'udhu birabbi nas, Malik in nas, Ilahi in nas, say I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas. Say I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind.
Now, min shari, min from. Okay, let us say
min from. Min from. Min from. Min from. Min from. Mean from, mean from, mean from.
Shar evil.
Shar evil. Shar evil. Shar evil. Shar evil. Shar evil. Shar evil.
Mean
shar from the evil. Mean shar from the evil. Mean shar from the evil. Mean shar from the evil.
Always was the whisperer.
Always was the whisperer.
When you say sister word, always was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, okay, multiplied by 10 is 17. When you repeat it 10 times, 7 out. See how many, when you just say always was, always was, always was, how many good deeds you are getting? Just, okay, so that I want you, everyone, to say it so that you get the reward when you come in. Get the reward. Okay, so always was the whisperer.
Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer. Always was the whisperer.
Hannes, who withdraws. It always withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned. So Al-Hannes, he will withdraw, okay? He is a whisperer, but he withdraws immediately when the name of Allah is mentioned. Okay, so this is its character. It is a whisperer or whisperer, but it withdraws. Okay? So that we know how we can protect ourselves, how we can make it to withdraw. Okay? So we will say Al-Hannes, who withdraws.
Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws. Al-Hannes, who withdraws.
So now we will say together, Min sharri al-waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the whisperer, who withdraws.
Min shari waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. Min shari waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. Was the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. Min shari waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws.
Okay. Al-Ladi is who or he. You know, this is, I'm giving you all the meaning. So here, who. Here it will be who, okay? So Al-Ladi, who.
Al-Ladi, who.
It's supposed to be either he or who, so that, you know, I give you all the meaning. But here it will be, in this ayah, it will be the who withdraws. Who withdraws? Okay, Al-Ladi, he who withdraws. Okay, let us just, you know, Al-Ladi was with you, it will be he who withdraws. Al-Ladi, let us have both together.
Lazy, you was whistle, he who whispers. Lazy, you was whistle, he who whispers. Lazy, you was whistle, who whispers. He who whispers. Fee in.
Where it whispers in the heart of mankind. So
fee in.
Sudur hearts or chest. You know it has chest and heart and breast and many. Okay, but let us make it
Mankind.
Now we will collect it together. Men, but because we finish just al-jinnah is the jinn. You know the jinn. Okay, al-jinnah, this is not al-jannah. Al-jannah is the paradise. Okay, but this is al-jinnah, which is the jinn. And al-nas is the mankind. So you have already the mankind. And you have the jinn. Okay, and the men is from. Okay, so now let us say men from, then we will say the old story. So men from.
Mean from.
Okay, let us now have the last part together. Fees in the heart of the mankind from the jinn and mankind. Okay? I don't want you to say people, let us make it mankind. So from in the heart of the mankind from the jinn and mankind. Okay, please? So let us say
Sudurinas, Minalijinat, one nas. In the hearts of mankind, from the jinn and the mankind. Sudurinas, Minalijinat, one nas. In the hearts of mankind, from the jinn and the mankind. Sudurinas, Minalijinat, one nas. From in the hearts of the mankind, from the jinn and mankind.
So now if we try, I will say it to you once and then we will do it together.
Okay.
If we will say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the mankind, the King of the mankind, the good of the God of the mankind, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. Who whispers in the heart of the mankind, from the jinn and mankind.
See? Okay.
So inshallah we say it together, we read it in Arabic and in English three times, then we finish it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws, he who whispers in the hearts of mankind, from the jinn and of mankind. Uzubirabinas, Malikinas, Ilainas, Minshar waswaselhanas, Aladeyu waswisufisudurinas, Menalijinati wanas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws, he who whispers in the chest of mankind, from the jinn and of mankind. Usubirabinas, Malikinas, Ilainas, Minshari waswasilhanas, Aladiyu waswisufsudurinas, Minalijinati wanas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the whisperer who withdraws, he who whispers in the hearts of mankind, from the jinn and of mankind. Wassalam.
I hope that inshallah next week.